Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
How many hours and sacrifices just to look your familiar in the eye?
Yeah.
Man, there's so many bars in that song, yeah, right? That it just hits you, and it just gets you thinking.
Yeah, 100%. But wow, you know what?
Yeah.
In Mega, we do trust.
Ah, yes, yes. Yes, we do. Now, Shaquan.
Yeah.
You know, every Friday, Mosna.
Yeah.
Every Friday around this time, we bring in people that that we gossip about.
Oh my God, no! Don't say that. She can hear us.
We bring in people that are in our WhatsApp chats.
Yeah.
We bring in people that we see on our screens.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in people that are making newspaper headlines. We bring in people that the general popular the population love.
Yeah.
And in today's case, Shaquan, we've got a woman online.
Yeah.
With us right now that the whole continent love, isn't it?
Yeah, she is officially known as the inspirational fairy godmother.
Uh-huh.
She is a woman who has so much class, so much grace, just so much aura, like warrior type of aura around her. She is an inspirational speaker. She's an influencer. She's a content creator. She is our Glammy Lynn Forbes. Oh, man. Yeah. An amazing woman we have with us this morning. We're going to be having a conversation with her, pick a little bit of her brain, touch base, and also just to gently remind her that, Lynn, you need to come to Namibia.
Good morning, Osi Lynn.
Good morning. I must just tell you guys, I could hear you, and we gossip about you too. I must tell you about the things that we gossip about. You're like me and my family.
Okay.
I gossip about Namibia. I gossip about how I want to go visit. I've never been there.
Mm.
And the natural beauty and this vast place and the cheetahs and the elephants, because I'm a nature girl. So I gossip about going to Namibia all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, trust me, Len. When you make that trip to Namibia, we will definitely host you. And we will take you everywhere.
Everywhere.
And definitely holding you to that, okay?
Yeah, straight up. So, Lynn, once again, thank you so, so much for your time. Listen, anyone who is attached to AKA is loved and adored by Namibians, and trust me, I speak for everyone right now. And we really just wanted to touch base with the queen herself and really get to, I don't know, not necessarily get to know you a little bit more because, well, I stalk your Instagram all the time. And then also, because been following you for quite a while.
Don't believe everything. Don't believe everything you see on Instagram, right? It's better to have this conversation with me.
Yes, true that. So Lynn, maybe just so that we get right into it, break down who is Lynn. What would you say are the best things that describe you as a queen warrior?
Normally would have really reacted when people say, you know, people used to introduce me as AK's mom, you know, and there was a time when I was like, I'm not just AK's mom, I've got so much more to offer.
Yes, but there's
now
so much more
really
to
embrace
you.
Being
embrace
AK's
it.
Mom, you know, but now it's like, you know, now I want to be AK's mom and I want to be known as AK's mom because now, you know, he's not here anymore. But I'm actually, you know, let me tell you, I'm a simple farm girl, really, from an area in South Africa that's the free state. It's like really a place called Koffiefontein, you know, it's like Koffiefontein.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Koffiefontein, do they make good coffee there?
Yes. Yes, they do. And I don't even know if they make good coffee, it's just that that's what it's called. And I, you know, as a person, I'm a people's person.
Yeah.
I'm a lover of nature. I hike, I climb mountains. I mean, I climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I love the sound effects. I love the sound effects.
Come on.
I'm a people's person. I'm a lover of people. I love, you know, touching people's hearts. You know, I tell my stories. I'm an inspirational speaker, so I tell my life stories. And my only goal is to touch in every audience I reach, just to touch one person. Mm. You know, so I don't need to get to everybody. As long as I make an impact on somebody's life on a daily basis, I'm happy and I fulfilled my purpose.
Yeah, man, and it's very visible to see. And it's very visible to see, by the way. Yeah, and then after that, you're AK's mom, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm really curious to find out. Yeah, I'm really curious to find out, Lynn. I mean, one thing about your family, you guys are proud South Africans.
True.
I mean, you AKA carried that flag everywhere he went. Where did you watch the Springbok and New Zealand game?
I actually watched the game at a little restaurant just around the corner from my house because, you know, obviously you want to be close to home because, you know, we knew, I mean, we were really sure that South Africa is going to do this thing. Yeah. You know? So I didn't want to be out on the road. I mean, and what an absolutely proud moment. So it was in a restaurant with a couple of friends. My sister was here and we were screaming our lungs out. It was so tense. But what I must tell you, so around my neck, I carry a pendant, pendant face around my neck. I just thought, oh my God, he was going to be so excited. So I can remember the first thing I did once I started up screaming, I kissed it.
You kissed it.
My word, with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best moment. I mean, what a proud South African moment. But I think what an African moment.
Moment, yes. Because we were rooting for South Africa as well.
Yeah, 100%. So, Lynn, you know what what was going through my mind right now is just, you know, AKA left such a great legacy for Cairo, for the family and for everyone who's actually going to follow in the industry and so forth. Hey, what would you say is the part of his legacy that you are intentionally trying to preserve?
Okay, and I like the word preserve because I always say that he has built his legacy. He's done a great job, so I don't have to do anything about the legacy. I must just preserve it. So,
girl, I'm using big words. Did you hear that? Preserve.
Because I use that word all the time. I make sure people understand I'm preserving.
So,
I know you asked me for one, but I'm going to, if I might just be a little bit forward, I'm going to give you two. So, firstly, Kenan was definitely, you know, he was a real Pan-African activist. I mean, he was all about unity on the continent.
Yeah.
So I hope that we can carry on with this. I mean, all the collaborations he's done he's got so many collaborations with with African artists. And then on a home base front, Kenan was very passionate about education. And making sure that in South Africa, you know, people, you know, he was part of the Fees Must Fall movement. He has donated so much money without him talking about it ever to causes that include education. And he was really just passionate about those kind of things and trying to make a difference. So I think going forward for us, once we get, you know, once we have everything in place in terms of the Kenan Forbes Foundation, we probably focus a lot on developing, education and, you know, kind of speaking about that cause. And then also, obviously, music artists, upcoming artists. Kenan had such an impact on people's lives and just giving them opportunities.
I mean, I remember during that Fees Must Fall debacle, AKA was literally at the forefront fighting for those students. So you are correct in his passion for education. Now, Lynn, obviously you are there's so many things that you do, okay? And one of the things that you are busy with right now, it's a new baby of yours, is the Outspoken Owls with your good friend Katie Mohammed.
Can I just say,
look, traditionally, when we grew up, our parents or, you know what I mean, our elders, you will never ever hear them talk about sex or menopause or any of these things.
Yeah.
Is this intentional, Lynn?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and that's why I'm laughing, because it is very intentional. We, Katie and I, have been friends for quite a long time. And, you know, you sit around as women, and this is not just our age. I'm 50. I mean, we're both in our mid-50s, and I've just turned 55.
No, you didn't. Excuse me, no, Lynn. Lynn, it was 25.
But
no.
Okay, so how old was I then when I had Kim and you guys? Come on, you know, I always like, no, I need to tell people how old I am, because they're going to think I had a baby when I was 10.
True that, okay?
I'm very, like, 55, okay? But anyway, to answer your question, so Katie and I were very deliberate about that, because how it happened is we would go out and we had lunch or coffee, and let me tell you, women talk about sex and men and relationships and their children and all these things, and we talk about it and it's not just older women, it's all women.
Yes.
It's all women.
I was literally telling him that today.
Yeah, she said that to me this morning.
Yes.
And I honestly believe, you know, we always accuse men of talking the trash about women or this, and I'm not saying trash, but women, I think, talk more about men than men talk about women.
True. Oh, we spill all the tea.
So what Katie and I decided is, no, why is it like this, that these are normal human conversations, these are normal women conversations and human conversations, and we are actually going to go out there and just say it as it is. And we're not, I think we're educating a lot, because that is, for me, again, it is part of what I do. I am a teacher by profession, by the way. If you can share and if you can change mindsets about things, and you're so right, you know, people think of you as the elders and the older, and you don't do these things. No, we do.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, I hear you. That's exactly, like I said, what I was actually telling him, because we have our conversations, we spill all the tea, and I think it's important for our sisters to share those notes, you know? But so, Lynn, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, we are going to throw a couple of words your way, okay? And then you basically just let us know what comes to mind when you hear this word, okay? So we completely understand that, you know, since Feb, it hasn't been easy for you, it hasn't been easy for the family, it hasn't been easy for the legacy. We've all been going through it. You obviously harder than us.
Yes.
But through this journey, I would think that there are a lot of things that you have been someone leaning to kind of get through it. Okay. So the first word that I'm throwing your way is breathing. How important has breathing been on this journey for you?
Literally, absolutely important, because I sort of outspoken, also I have something else with a friend of mine, Kay, with a live day spa, and I'm thinking live day spa, I'm coming.
Yes, please.
We actually do sessions with a live day spa where we breathe, and it's about getting in tune with yourself and just making space, holding space for yourself and others.
Okay, so that's breathing. Mm. Another word that I'll throw your way is peace.
It makes me think about being above the clouds. Being above the clouds on Kilimanjaro, when I arrived at that point, it was the most peaceful place in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so the next word I'm going to give you is God.
I'm so angry with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm getting better.
Yeah.
And I know you love me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last word for now is Stefan and Tony. Oh, the last two words.
What would life be without family?
Okay. I think that is exceptionally powerful. Lynn, hold that thought. Okay. We'll be back in a bit. We'll continue with this conversation. There's a voice note that I need to play you from a fan, the biggest fan in the country, aka fan in the country.
Yeah.
And he really, really asked me very nicely to do this for you. So hold that thought for us. We'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Salute. Running a successful business. Hello there. Is everyone?
Hi.
Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Straight to your stereo.
It's at 9:25 for Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Above Average Radio lives and breathes here on 102.9. Now, we've got Osilan Forbes, the glammy.
The ultimate glammy. You know where that glammy came from, right?
Where did it come
okay,
from,
so
by
what
the way?
What happened is Zintle, right? Yeah. When she had Cairo.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, with Lynn being so present and so forth, and Lynn being so fabulous in everything. So it was like, no, it's not the grandma. It's not the granny. It's glammy. Because glamorous. She was always glammed up and she's fabulous. You see, she's laughing because she knows it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it became a movement. It became a brand.
Yeah.
And here she is.
Wow. Because I was thinking about it. I'm not going to lie. I was like, okay, glammy, okay, maybe it's just, you know, because, you know, every influencer has their thing that they call their followers.
Yeah.
I thought it was something like that.
Oh, no. She's, she.
Man. Lynn Forbes, thank you so much once again for spending some time with us today. Now, Lynn, if it's one thing that that you will never be able to move away from, right, to separate yourself from, is the legacy of AK. That is impossible. It's your son, and he has done fantastic things.
Yes.
Now, I mean, obviously, on everyone's mind, literally the whole continent, if not the whole world, is trying to understand what's happening with this case, Lynn.
Yeah.
Because the last time we read, four men were arrested, of which one was charged with robbery and aggravating circumstances, but the three others has since been released. And the last we heard is the investigations are ongoing.
Ongoing, yeah.
Are the investigating officers communicating with the Forbes family? Are they involved with you? And what's the latest here? Yeah. Are you even in a position to talk about this?
Yeah. Look, I obviously can't say too much, but I can say that they are in touch with us. We do get updates, we get meetings with them, and we can ask all the questions that we have. And there's been a lot in the papers, and the main things are true. I mean, they have indicated that they have, you know, they are in possession of the firearm that was used to shoot Kenan with. They have said that there's obviously interested parties, I mean, like people of interest that they're looking at. They have mentioned. So what you have read in the news, not everything. There was an interview with by the actual what was it? Now I can't remember. But anyway, What I would say to people, when it came directly from the police, that is obviously what really is happening. When it's something that is just like, you know, things are being thrown around in the media, then I wouldn't take too much notice of it. But I don't have anything over and above what the police, I thought it was the commissioner, said, for instance, on the day when that interview was. So outside of that, the police, you know, even if they have other information, obviously they also can't share
everything
with the family, anything that would jeopardize. I mean, because if any of us go out there and speak about it, it's, you know, then it jeopardizes the case.
But are we anywhere near solving this case? From your meetings, from the private meetings that you're having with Subs and Bekicele and the rest of the important officials?
That's what they tell us. They tell us that that they are making progress.
You know what? Now that, because I was actually, I don't know who I was, there was a podcast that I saw not so long ago as well. And they say that, you know what, obviously it's very difficult for any family to go through this. And I think it's even harder for, just for Lynn and Tony and everyone else involved. Because, you know, AKA's legacy is still very much alive. And you wake up, even if you don't think about it that morning, instantly, a post on Instagram is about AKA. It's like a constant reminder of everything that you're going through. And then, you know what, this person actually said that it would be very heartbreaking to think that one of his friends were actually involved. And I know that, Lynn, you took a stand to really let us know and let the world know that those are your kids. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. For me, I would always, you see, again, for me, it's about, I'm not going to take the stand, and I'm never going to start suspecting anybody of something that I don't have proof of and then talk about it.
Come on.
So for me, The stories that are going around, you know, I know these people, I love them, I care about them. They were Kenan's friends, they were Kenan's, and they've always been children to me. Now, let's say, which is something that it is not present in my mind, if one day I get the shock of my life and I find out that one of them were involved, I would then just be shocked and I would be devastated. But right now, I have no suspicion of anybody that it was close to Kenan, because those are people I love, like I love Stefan.
Come on. Yeah.
Not exactly the same.
I hear you.
Stefan is my actual son.
Yes.
But also, on the other hand, for me, you know, Kenan has gone, I have witnessed my son go through a period in his life where he was accused of stuff, you know? And I am very clear that I will not take that, because then I am I'm guilty of the same thing, because I saw him had to deal with the depression, the mental health implications of being publicly, literally being accused of being a murderer publicly. And it is not my place to take that same stance. But let me also just make clear, I don't believe that anybody that was close to Kenan was involved.
Yeah.
And if that ever comes out, it will be, then I'm going to have to deal with it and be shocked.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. One of those, we'll cross the bridge when we get there. It's 9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We have Osi Lynn Forbes on the line. We've got one last voice. We have one last thing that we need to do for you, Osi Lynn. This, his name is Nico, one of the biggest AKA fans in the country here. He's met AKA couple of times. He has pictures with AKA. He's been to every AKA show in the country. And I think he AKA had like 3 appearances in the country.
Yeah.
Let's quickly play you this voice note from Nico.
Hi, Auntie Lynn. I don't have a lot of time. I'm Nico. I've had the honor and privilege of meeting your son countless occasions, both here and in South Africa. I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you for raising such an amazing, amazing young man. People had this really, really big misconception about Kenan, that he was a douche and an a-hole. But honestly, every single time that I've met him, he's just been one of the most charismatic, funny, controversial but still funny people that I've ever met, man. And he has, I think he has no idea how much of an impact he actually left on my life and the legacy that he has instilled in many, you know. So I really do hope that you do get justice for him and your family. And yeah, long live Super Mega, live long.
Come on.
That's from Nico, Osi Lynn.
Oh, long live Super Mega, live long. I tell you, I'm literally in tears. There are tears running down my face because, you know, thank you so much, Nico. I mean, I hope I can have this clip and keep it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll send it to you.
You guys can share it to me because, you know, it's these are the words. These are the accounts of people. And some people that might know him well, and some people that might have just met him on a few occasions, and you know, members of the legacy, and the constant reminder that what people, the people that have actually met my son, have the same story, you know.
Yeah, and, he was loved.
You know,
he was loved.
But what I like most about it is they won't just say the good things. You know, they will say, you know what, he was controversial, and yes, he was full of. Sorry, I'm not going to say this.
Yes.
but it's so authentic. I mean, Kenan wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
Kenan was a beautiful, colorful human being. And he was controversial. And he was, you know, he had opinions about everything. But he was a beautiful, good-hearted human being. So, Nico, you've made my day.
Yeah.
Thank you. And when I come to Namibia, I need to meet you too.
No, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, have to meet Nico.
And you know what I also wanted to say, Lynn? It's just, you know, when you do come, please bring Sim Dope to this side because, wow. He needs to come this side. He needs to come with his Ferraris and Alles. I'm just joking. But Lynn.
I was calling because I called him the other night. I said, we have to have lunch. And he said, yes, we will. so busy. But anyway, yeah, I'll tell him Nabibia wants you.
Yes, please. But Lynn, you know what? Unfortunately, you know, they say good things do come to an end. But we thank you so, so much for your time. And on this, I don't know if you're mindful of it, partner, but today is actually the 9th month.
I know. And it's also, you know, it's only March. There was the Friday the 10th, and then now there's Friday the 10th, and there hasn't been another Friday the 10th. So, yes, I know.
Yeah.
We remember and we celebrate.
We celebrate. Celebrate is all that we can do. And thank you actually for giving us, you know, your time on this day. And just wanted to remind you, actually everyone who's listening right now, to decide to choose joy. You've heard Lynn's story. She's a strong woman. To decide to choose joy, as she says, and then keep choosing it every day. Yeah. Much love to Sia Fun, to Murder Bonks, to Kyra, to Brittany, to Zintle, to Nadia, to Tony, everybody else close to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. This was amazing. And thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Boys and girls, young and old, the glammy, inspirational woman, Lynn Forbes on Fresh FM. Let's leave it at that. Let's continue with Lioness and Slick Harty. Right after this, we will continue with another conversation. We will talk to a real bad one.
Ooh.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.